Good morning. I wanted to talk a little bit more about that turning your attention to something else as opposed to pretending something isn't happening. I still seem to feel like, ooh, that I don't feel the distinction.
Well, that is probably because you have a highly defined sense of pretense. And it's a skill that took a long, long, long time to deliver and to actually design and actually really make happen and make work for you. And in a way, the last conversation that we had with you was about that. But now you're seeing it in a very different light. And the difference is simply this. When you're pretending like something isn't there, it's not, you'll notice you're not really doing anything. You're just not looking. I'm not going to look. 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 I'm going to look. I'm not going to look. And if you'll notice too, when you're pretending, you start building stories that are not relieving, but that are more like sort of trying to deal with the stress of the pretense. Of this isn't happening, this isn't happening, this isn't happening, which isn't what the New Thought teacher would call spiritual denial. It's just simply its resistance. It's just very highly refined resistance. I'm not looking, 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 that isn't happening, that isn't happening, that isn't happening. When you ever look at something directly and you say, that sucks, you're not dealing with it on its own terms. What you're doing is you're just looking at it and realizing, yeah, that sucks. I really don't like this. And then you make a decision from there. And one of the decisions you could make is to just go very broad and say, well, that does suck and something wonderful is happening. You feel the difference between those two examples.
Yeah. Okay. And I can see where I was tripping myself up. It was the thought that I would turn and focus on something else, but what I wasn't looking at would keep creeping up in the back of my mind.
Well, and that's actually, well, that's exactly right. Now, when that begins to happen, then we're not saying this is what you should do, but what we've offered before, and we'll say it again, is it might actually be just simply an opportunity to then do the other thing. You know, we've said there's three reactions, three things, three responses to contrast. A, you just let the house burn down, which is not this situation. You just, you know, go take your cigarette up against the side of the house that's on fire, light it, take a big deep breath, stand back and watch the whole thing fall apart. That's not where you are with really anything.
No.
The second one is to engage. And so when things keep coming back and back and back, no matter how much you turn away from them, that means that you're probably not really ready to turn away from them. They really want to be engaged and infinite intelligence. See, this is the part that we think is not really well understood. These thoughts are not harassing you, and you're not stupid. Neither one of those things is correct. So let's repeat it again. These thoughts are not harassing you. And you're not stupid. You're not incapable of being the thinker of the thoughts. The fact that the thought keeps coming back again and again and again is not a need for further management of thinking. With management of your thinking is what got you into the problem. What it's telling you is, infinite intelligence is doing this, by the way, and infinite intelligence is not harassing you, and it's not, you know, parenting you and saying, oh, you really have got to deal with this. What is happening is infinite intelligence is actually showing you there's an opening here. You have, if you will, take a moment, you have the capacity to engage with this thought. If you will just sit down and feel it. The problem is that culturally, the problem is, and this is really what your question was about, is you have a very highly developed skill to keep moving, like a shark in the water. I can't sleep, can't stop, gotta keep moving, gotta keep eating, gotta keep moving, gotta keep eating. I can't stop, like a shark. Like if a shark goes to sleep, it's over, right? So you're moving, 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 asleep. back up, moving, 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 moving. Not so much anymore. Not quite like that. But you know what we mean. So that the seams of that particular outfit are beginning to fray. And it's not quite the attractive little get up that it used to be, right?
Right.
So one of the things that we would suggest that you do when these thoughts keep knocking on the door is answer the door and just fall back and let them in. And let them be the unwanted thing that they are, because they are very unwanted. And stop trying to manage the unwantedness. Let it be okay.
Yeah.
Let it be okay. So one particular thought that you also might want to consider is that you already have done this. You do this. We know that you have ritual ways of dealing with thoughts, right? That are outside of the scope of this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is you don't need to go through the five-step process of being prepared to deal with the unwanted. You can actually just sit down in a chair, wherever you may be, on a bench, pull the car over to the side of the road, and stop and feel the unwanted thought and let yourself have the vibrational shift that will occur as a result of letting the resistance to what you're feeling actually fall away by just feeling it. And as we've said before, this is maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes at the most. It's very hard to imagine that it would take 5 minutes, even though we don't know much about time. That seems like a very long time. And if it is taking 5 minutes, it's because you're not really feeling, you're thinking about it, or you're pondering it, or you're trying to calculate it, or you're trying to analyze it. But feeling of it, it's going to feel like this big, huge wave comes over your head and bonks you over, and it is overwhelming. It's very specifically overwhelming, and it's only overwhelming because of all the resistance that's behind it. Then it passes. And again, it's not a bitter pill, because when you are really ready to do that, you will be ready. And you can if you want to try. We don't recommend it. You can't provoke it. We wouldn't suggest that. It's not about being efficient and getting ahead of the emotion and feeling it now instead of later. Let infinite intelligence help you, which it's always doing. So when you have turned away and then boom, it hits you again, boom, it hits you again, boom, it hits you again. Remember, this isn't like an eager dolphin hitting you with its nose, trying to get your attention. This isn't because you're stupid and you can't manage your own thoughts. You can't manage your own thoughts, but you're not stupid. Your job is not to manage your thoughts, by the way. It's to think them and to feel them, but not to manage them. Infinite intelligence is doing that for you. This is just infinite intelligence bringing you yet another opportunity for the transformation that you already know you want. So how this belongs to the idea of something wonderful is very simple. The reason why you can sit in a chair and feel the unwanted thought and it won't kill you is because there's always something wonderful at play. And the underlying idea that if you sit and are overcome and finally give up whatever position you've been holding that's garnered so much resistance that it will kill you, that idea is the one that says, well, this is way too simplistic. That idea is the one that says, no. If you keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, keep moving, you won't get hurt. But you're being hurt constantly. It's just a slow drip.
Yes.
You understand that?
I do. That I feel myself stealing for it, stealing myself. But that slow drip really got, the slow drip is really it. That's it. That's what keeps going on.
But there's also one thing, though, to remember. The reason why you're stealing yourself for it is because you think that it is a bitter pill that you're going to swallow. You really do think so.
I do.
Okay, well, I'll deal with this, and then it'll be gone. If you take that approach, you won't be able to, quote-unquote, deal with it. Let infinite intelligence sort it out. Because, see, the other thing, too, is that stealing for it, of course, is projecting into the future, expecting something unwanted to happen. But when you decide this is the right place, this is the right time, this is the right way, and I know what I'm doing, and something wonderful is afoot here, then all this sort of sorts itself out. Because that isn't, you're not trying to predict anything. You're not trying to get rid of something. Mm. You're just turning your attention to where it rightly belongs.
Mm.
So, do you understand all that?
Okay. Yeah, I do. I do. Thank you.
So, shall we leave you with that then?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. And we thank you very much. A very, very powerful conversation indeed.